boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
My boyfriend is very quickly working his way toward the naughty list. He's being bad.
Why? No, what? Come on.
No, he is, because last night was like probably the second or third time that he was like, can we just give each other one gift early?
Please.
Please, I just really want to give you a gift. And I'm like, do you really want to give me a gift or you want to receive a gift right now?
Oh, what did he say?
Well, he's like, I just am so excited.
Mm-hmm. That was a cover up.
It was. And I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry. The earliest I'll go is Christmas Eve. Maybe Christmas Eve. We'll see. But even then, I'm going to be like, then we won't have anything to open on actual Christmas. We have to wait. I'm sorry. We must.
Well, I'll be darned. I'm on the naughty list.
Oh, my God. You did.
Last night. Well, first off, Neighbor Man's been driving nuts. He's been really wanting me to open my gift for like over a week now. Mm. And I made a very strict rule that I wanted to hold it off as much as I could.
Yeah.
But also, I told him if I'm going to open it, you still have to wrap it. Because just hand it to me. I want to have the experience of like Christmas Day or Christmas.
Well, yeah, night. That's just like sending him to the store for any other thing.
Oh, he tried to blackmail. I don't even know if that's the right word, but he tried to use something against me because I was like, well, if we do all the gifts now, like we're not going to have anything open on Christmas or Christmas Day. He goes, we'll have my parents. So we might as well open them early. And I'm like, no, it's not get off.
What is with these dudes?
I don't know, but we did it last night.
Oh my God.
So I unwrapped the cricket I knew I was getting.
Nice. Watch out, Etsy.
I know. I told him. I said, I'm going to be able to open an Etsy shop. I'm going to become rich and I'll quit.
You literally, I cannot wait to see the evolution of this because slowly everything that you own and wear will be cricketified.
Oh, no, 100%. I've already got ideas. I'm like, I'm going to cricketify my headphones.
Okay. At what point is it appropriate for me to place my first order?
You can already place your order now.
Great.
Let me get my dummy, you know, orders out. Like, let me test. I haven't done a test run yet on the bad boy, but let me do that and then I'll get your order in.
Okay.
And then he unwrapped a pair of pants that he's been really wanting.
Oh.
Woo.
That's so exciting.
Pair of pants versus a cricket.
Oh. Well, now what for Christmas?
I don't know. He's going to have a ton more. I apparently only have like one more.
Oh. Well, I guess you have something, I suppose.
You know, sometimes I wish that we could just keep the microphones on all the time.
I would not have a job.
But of course, you want to hear Ed Sheeran, you want to hear Post Malone, you want to hear Taylor Swift. You don't want to hear us yap the entire time.
I promise you don't.
You really don't. But you just hear some of the conversations we have off the air. 2 seconds ago, I don't even know how. Oh, I was talking about my cricket. That's what we were talking. We're talking about my cricket, how I'm going to do a test drive on the bibby tonight. I'm really excited.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to use it on your gift that I'm making for Handmade Christmas.
Yes. And you go, I think I know what you're thinking.
I just have a gut feeling that I might know what it is.
And so I'm trying to get you to spit it out. I'm like, spit it out. Tell me. If you know, tell me. And you are not wrong. You said I have a horrible poker face.
I have witnessed you lie before. It's bad. Don't quit your day job for acting. I'm sorry.
Okay. I hope my boss has heard that. I just want you to know I'm horrible at lying. So if you ever think I'm lying, I am not.
It's bad. So that's why I don't want to say it because I might ruin my own gift right now.
I have a jacket. I'm going to put it over my face. Almost like a paper bag or something. And I want you to say it so that I can hide my poker face.
Okay, well, backstory, because you told me yesterday that you were like, you had found an idea on TikTok, and I did not snoop on TikTok because I really don't like ruining my own gifts. But you were telling me you were getting all these people involved. You were getting your sister, your dad, who else? Neighbor Man, people at work, maybe.
I haven't done the work yet.
Well, I was like laying in bed last night.
When do I cover my face? Don't say it yet.
Well, I was like trying to figure out respectfully, you have a hard time with arts and crafts. So I know you're not going to like knit me something or crochet me. I know you're into cross stitching.
I was considering that.
I don't think it's that, although I would like that. Here's what I think.
Okay, I covered my face. Go on.
I think you're getting recipes from all these people and making a cookbook.
That's actually a really good idea.
No, it's not?
No, that's a really good idea.
Okay, that's what I thought, maybe. That you would be collecting every person's like special, because I like to cook, recipe.
Yeah, sorry, I choked on the chip that I was eating earlier.
That's my idea. And you have something over your head, so I can't tell if you're lying or not.
This is why I did it. The problem is I didn't think this through because I don't know how to press buttons now to get us.
Well, take it off. Because now, I mean, you could be lying or you could not. It's a good idea if it is what you're doing.
It is a good idea. Now I'm like, should I switch my idea? Oh. I have no idea. But I've already started so much work on my idea.
Okay.
I can't.
I can hear you lying behind that.
I'm not lying. Oh. That was hot, though.
Okay. Well, that's all I got. I guess we'll see. Just know, on this date, December 10th,
oh my God.
I called it. And if I'm right, that was your best line yet.
I'll tell you this. I haven't actually started your project.
Okay. That's what I just said, and you yelled at me.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Pinterest is out here already predicting the big trends for 2025. And before you roll your eyes, I want to rewind.
I didn't roll them, did I?
No, because I want to rewind. We did this same thing last year. I remember talking about Pinterest announcing 2024's trends and you poo-pooing all over it. But they were right.
As I normally do. What?
They were right about two really big things, which was Western Gothic trends, aka like dark cowboy. Hello, we had a lot of that. Even your man's Post Malone went cowboy this year.
Yeah.
And the other one, which I totally remember you being like, what does that even mean? Eclectic grandpa. Look at me. I look like your grandpa today.
Oh my God.
Everybody's dressing like grandpas. So 2024.
I will say that I didn't like... I've been leaning more towards, like, my fashion is leaning more towards, like, old.
Uh-huh.
I will say that. So you got me there.
I know. And I remember you specifically being like, this is stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. So keep that in mind when I tell you what they're predicting for 2025.
Okay, I'll probably still tell you it's stupid.
You probably will. The first thing is sea witchery.
We're starting off stupid. All right, here we go.
This means like siren energy, like mermaids and stuff, wet wavy hair, moody mermaid manicures.
Okay,
lots
actually,
of blue.
When you would describe it, I could see that happening.
It's a stupid name. I'll agree with you there.
That's
sea
really
witchery.
Name.
Looking to see a lot
I
of that.
I thought it was like sea animals or sea, like a mermaid slash witch. And I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's just the vibe of it all.
Got it.
The next one is goddess complex, which is 2025 is the year of treating yourself like the goddess that you are.
Yeah!
Self-love, baby. That's okay. What they're saying.
New year, new me.
Yeah, but
that's
like...
That's really the definition of that one.
Amplified to goddess level. The next one is aura beauty. So I feel like this year was very much like no makeup and clean girl. Aura beauty is a lot of bright colors, a lot of gradients, bold lips, bold eyeshadow, which like you'll... Totally eat up.
No.
I thought you were an eyeshadow girl.
I am, but I don't look good in bold lips at all. Ugh, I do not. Not me. Okay. Everybody else does, but when I tried, I look stupid.
Well,
every
time. I suppose it's good to be self-aware. the next one is primary play, which is tapping into your inner child with hand-painted tablecloths and furniture and fun murals and lots of like little kid artsy crafts, which I feel like we're doing already because we've been recreating childhood ornaments.
We started the trend. You're welcome, Pinterest.
Oh, you're welcome, Pinterest. The last one that I want to hit is pickle fix.
I don't care what this is, but I already love it.
Pickles everywhere. 2025 is going to be all about the
pickle.
Shut
up. Are you being dead?
I'm being dead serious. Burgers.
Wait,
cheese,
I want it on my outfit. I want to rock
I'm
a pickle.
I'm sorry, what?
I want to rock a pickle. I thought that's what you meant. I thought we were wearing pickles, and I got really excited to rock a pickle.
Well, you could do that, and you'll be the only one.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I was always jealous of girls who could like share clothes with their mom in high school.
Oh, I did steal out of my mom's closet every once in a while. I don't know if she particularly loved that.
I was always so jealous of that. Like, you'd show up in school, and you'd be like, yeah, this is my mom's jacket.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
These are my mom's pants or whatever. Well, now fast forward, 15 plus years, and I'm not sharing clothes with my mom, but I'm sharing clothes with my boyfriend.
Same. Love it. It's my favorite thing.
And you do this all the time with you and your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You will purposely buy something at a thrift store. In your mind, you're like, this is something we could both wear.
Dude, it works out because we both like a lot of the same things. And he wears a large and I like a lot of things to be like oversized on me. So it just works out beautifully.
Uh-huh. Well, we have discovered that I can fit in his clothes and he could fit into my clothes. So he hasn't worn anything of mine. Because I think they're all like sweaters and they're
like pink stuff.
Yeah, right. But I've been wearing a lot of his stuff because he's just got like warm sweater type things and they just look cozy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to wear a lot of that, or his t-shirts I'll wear because he's just got a lot of like graphic tees and I absolutely love that. But last night when he was opening his Christmas gift that I gave him, because apparently we were opening gifts early.
Right.
I held up his pants because they were brand new pants. I was like, wow. To be this skinny, I don't think I could fit in these. Oh. And he goes, try them on. Try them on. I bet you could fit.
Did you try on his gift before he did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I said, okay, if I don't fit, we don't talk about this ever again.
Yeah.
This did not happen. Yeah. This did not happen. So I put it on, and I fit in his pants.
Like perfect? Like perfect fit?
Perfect. We're talking? Wow. So then he was like, wait. Try the ones I'm in right now. So he takes the pants he's on, had on in that moment, took them off, and had me try those on. Just because, you know, we got to see if those are magic pants the first time.
Yeah.
Or if this really is, I can wear his pants. So he gives me the second pair. And those fit like a glove. So I don't know if I should be disturbed.
Wait, that was it? That's all you did?
Well, I was like, well, so you're saying if I can wear your pants? And then I started asking about which pants I could maybe borrow. Because there is a pair that there's a green pair that I would probably.
Okay, yeah, cool, whatever. I don't care. He needs to try your pants on. This is the funniest part of all of it, and you missed out on it.
I did it. I thought about it. I really did. I said, oh, you should try mine on, but they're all like skinny jeans. Or
that's
like,
hilarious.
Should I have them try it on?
Yes.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm playing nosy neighbor over here. Creeping on what's happening next door. They've got a flooring van parked outside. Do you think they're getting some new carpet up in there? You can't see. It's around the corner.
I was like looking, trying to see if I could figure it out. Okay, is it the next door neighbor who we think works on cars?
Yes.
Then I think the car is getting worked on.
See, maybe that's true. That could be true. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they're getting some new carpet. That's exciting stuff.
I'm going to go with the car needs fixed.
Well, it looks fine.
You ever see cars like that that you just like, you like want to see them get gas or you want to see them get their car fixed? Like, I've never seen a cop fill his car up.
I've seen that. I've never
you
seen.
Have?
I've never seen a male car. A male.
Mailman.
Hello, mailman. Where do they get gas?
Do they have their own pump at the
probably
at
that
the
would make
post
sense.
Office? That's a stupid question, that but would I have make no most idea. Sense. I figured the cops did. The cops had.
I've seen cops at the gas station.
Have you really?
Yeah, 100%.
I have not. I know the buses, they got gas at their bus place.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Male people. I've seen like trucks or vans or whatever you want to call it for like companies like that, flooring.
You seen them get gas?
Yeah, I've seen them get gas. And that's nothing serious.
No, but it's always like the cool cars that I want to like.
Where are the male people getting gas?
That's what I want to know. Where do you get gas?
And has anybody ever like accidentally just overshot their day? And like maybe you do fill up at the postal office, but you in the middle of your shift were like, uh-oh, swerve, got to make a quick pit stop. I'm not going to make it back.
Dude, that's why I couldn't be a mailman.
That should not be allowed because you're constantly on E.
I'm on E today.
You'd be breaking down in the middle of somebody's neighborhood.
Dude, I'm on E for like 3 days straight all the time.
You should never be a male person, a UPS driver, a
school bus,
semi. Literally none of those you should be banned from even applying for.
Just had an awesome person tell us where the mailman and police officers fill up their cars because we were wondering.
Yeah, Danielle let us know because we're like, why don't we ever see those people, those vehicles at the gas station? Turns out they have like a private one.
I had
like
no
a city
idea.
One.
Although 5008 texted us and they said 95% sure I've seen a mail truck filling up at Casey's.
I'm saying I want to see that.
I want to see it. Where's the hole? I don't know where it is. You know, another the pump. I have no idea. Stupid things I wonder every night.
No more.
This is
no
why
more.
I don't get much sleep.
Jeez Louise. Okay.
But changing topics. I had a situation happen this week, and it's got me kind of thinking if maybe this has happened to you as well. Because of my pet, this is no longer allowed in my house.
You learn no matter what you have. Dogs, cats, there is something that now it's banned from your household because they ruin it.
They got into it too bad. Maybe it upset their stomach, or maybe they just ruined it. Point blank, they ruined it.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Thank you, Taylor Swift.
You're welcome.
Because of my pet, this is no longer allowed in my house. You can let us know at 319-200-1029. Because of my pet, this is no longer allowed in my house. Let us know what that is for you at 319-200-1029. Bring this up because never in a million years did I think aluminum foil would be a problem for us.
That would be detrimental. I use so much aluminum foil because I'm lazy and I don't like to clean pans.
Or put a lid on it sometimes because, you know, your Tupperware covered. Oh, my God. If you can, it's like a mess in there trying to find a lid, you know? Well, what happened is neighbor man was sent home with some, like, leftovers. And they were covered with aluminum foil.
Yeah.
And so he had the leftovers. He put the aluminum foil in the trash can. And Evie, our dog, likes to dig through the trash quite often, actually. I'll come home sometimes and the trash is knocked over and there's crap everywhere. It happens a lot. So we were home when this happened, but I had heard some noise and I'm like, what is happening? So I got up and I realized she dug through the trash and she got the aluminum foil. There must have been a little bit of like food residue on it.
It smelled like food.
It smelled like food. She probably wanted it. I get it. But oh my God, how sick she got from it and the attitude we got from her, I never want to deal with that in my entire life. It was insane.
Oh.
It was so bad.
See, you would think that they would crunch on it and be like, ugh, that's not food, spit it out. But also, like, if there's any sort of food on it, they're going to eat it.
Yeah, when I was researching about it, people were saying, like, oh, you really won't have to worry too much about it. Most dogs don't even like the sound of it or whatever.
Yeah, well, cats are supposed to be scared of it.
No, she didn't care. And she got so sick from it, and she had a horrible attitude. I'm sure, as she should, right? She's sick from it.
What, was she giving you a lip or something?
Yes!
Like barking?
Yeah, it was bad. It was very, very bad. But she's fine now. But, oh my goodness. So we have decided aluminum foil is never allowed in our house because we never want, like, that to ever be a possibility ever again. Because she goes through the trash. So now we have to be even more cautious than ever of what we put on our trash. Because she goes through it.
And now you got to sort through your Tupperware drawer so that you can find a lid.
There's just some things that cannot be allowed in your house now because of your pet. And we want to know what that is. 319-200-1029.
Where do I begin? I feel like my life revolves around my cats because they rule the house and what comes in and what goes out.
They are the leaders.
Seriously. And one thing that I'm really sad about, honestly, that I can't have in my house is plants.
Okay, first off, you wouldn't even if you wanted to, you kill them in 2 seconds.
Well, I'm talking real plants and I'm talking fake plants, okay? Before I had my cats, I had a lot of fake plants because I can't keep anything alive. And those are not cheap, I will say. They're probably more expensive than real plants if you go to like Target or whatever. You're spending at least $20 on a fake plant. And once I got my cats, I quickly noticed little teeth marks. In all of my fake plants. I had a fake, I don't know what kind of fake tree it was, that sat in the corner of my bedroom at my old place. I would wake up in the middle of the night to my cat chewing on it.
Oh.
So quickly, I had to throw that away. I've tried real plants, and I know it's like a slippery slope with cats because a lot of them are poisonous.
Yep.
There was one time at a farmer's market that I was like, I'm going to treat myself, and I'm going to get myself like a pretty bouquet of flowers because there's always tons of vendors who do that. Pointless. It sat on my counter and it looked cute for 5 seconds, and then my cat was eating stuff off of it. Luckily, I looked into it. It was not poisonous ones, but I'm like, I can't have anything. I can't have any greenery. I'm battling the Christmas tree, as you know, right now. Otherwise, I cannot, unless it's up on a high shelf, it can't be in my house.
You're doomed one of two ways. I mean, your boyfriend could never get you flowers.
Fine. I don't need that on the regular by any means.
And I'm now just figuring out that you could never do a real Christmas tree. Ever.
That is 100% true.
Because you'd be doomed.
I would be. I mean, he gnaws on the plastic pine needles and doesn't learn his lesson. I can't even imagine what would happen with a real tree.
because of your pet, this is no longer allowed in your house. You can still let us know at 319-200-1029.
Emily, what about you?
Okay, so it's kind of a sad thing, and it's not really because of this pet anymore that we... Anyway, so we don't allow tinsel on a tree when we have a cat because we wound up having a cat that ate the tinsel and wound up passing away on Christmas Day, and my mom was devastated.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a learning lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Tinsel's bad. I feel that way about yarn, which is really hard as somebody that likes to crochet. It's not allowed to be on the floor in the house, at least, because I've heard way too many horror stories.
What happened?
Well, any sort of like yarn or string type thing. I think both cats or dogs, it can get like caught in their intestines and cause a blockage.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you could be careful.
I have mine completely hidden, and it's like really high up top. I actually need to give it to you, but, you know, I cried.
Well, I already have a shelf that's full. I don't know if I have any more room or my cats get it. Tammy, what about you? What's not allowed in your house because of your pet?
Anything nice.
Ooh, why?
Because the dogs get anxiety and like to eat the couches, and the cat can climb and get into anything.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, I'm not going to spend a bunch of money on stuff for it to get ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
That's when you know that your animals rule your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the store and you're like, well, I'd love to have that, but
can't.
Because of the freaking cat. I'm serious. When we were couch shopping earlier this year, the cats were top of mind. What is the cat not going to ruin?
Okay, that's funny. We actually had the exact same. We told the salesperson at the store. We were like, which one, if there's claws, is less likely to be like broken by them?
Dude, that's when you know you're down bad.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Everybody's looking ahead to 2025 and what is going to be the trends to be looking for. And I had to bring this to you, Destiny, because you've become a bit of a gym girly over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to share with you the fitness trends that are supposed to take off in 2025.
Okay.
And see if you'll participate.
See if I hate them.
At number 10, we have hiking.
No, I like that actually. My knee does not.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
What about the bugs?
I try not to think about them.
Yeah.
It's the ticks. You know me, I'm absolutely annoying about ticks. If I see one tick or if there's a tick on somebody, we are done. We are going back to the car,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be scrubbed down,
mm-hmm.
head to toe.
Well, and unfortunately, any hiking around here is in an
tick
area.
Tick central.
Yeah, like that. Number 9 is rollerblading.
No.
I can't do it. It hurts my calves.
Well, I used to when I was a kid, but I'm just too afraid with how my knee would handle that one. So, no, I'm
good. That's going to be the fallback on all these, isn't it? My knee.
My knee.
Number 8 is functional fitness, which is basically, I know, I had to look it up too, because I'm like, what is functional fitness?
That?
It's exercise that like mimics your everyday life. So things like walking, pushing, pulling, bending, like pretty simple
movements.
How do
I mimic being a DJ who just sits on her butt?
Sit on your butt, I guess. Go to the gym and sit and listen to music. I don't know. Number 7 is step aerobics, which I'm so here for. That's so fun.
Okay.
Kind of like dancing, sort of.
Of course you are.
That'd be fun. Number 6 is probably geared towards more of the parents. I guess you could if you had a pet. That's stroller fitness.
What does that mean?
Like I don't know.
You just take your...
Exercising with your stroller, whether it be walking or maybe jogging.
I have begged and begged and begged Neighbor Man to get me a pet stroller so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I could do this. I want to be that girl that walks around the neighborhood and you're like, is that a baby? Oh, no, that's a cat inside there.
And she's power walking with it.
It
could be you. This is your excuse. You're welcome. Number 5 is virtual fitness, which I feel like has been up and up
VR?
For the last couple of years.
That stuff is hard.
I've tried boxing and that stuff is crazy.
Uh-huh.
Breaking a sweat. Number 4 is quadrobics, which I also had to Google. It's exercises like on all fours, on your hands and knees. So things like crawling and stuff.
Nope.
It looks very difficult. My knees would be so bruised.
That's where I'm out.
Number 3 is 30-30-30, which is more like theory, I guess, and that is that you have 30 grams of protein within 30 minutes of walking, followed by 30 minutes of steady state cardio.
Okay, I like that one.
So there's that. Number two, hate this. It's called Hyrox.
What is that?
Also had to Google it. It's a combination of the words hybrid and rock star. Let me tell you what happens. You have 8 workout stations that can be like a ski erg, which apparently is a ski machine. I don't know what that does. Sled pushes, burpee broad jumps, and farmer carries. Uh-huh. Horrible. You do one of those stations. So let's say you go over and you do your burpee broad jumps. Then you have to run a half mile.
No, I'm out.
And then you go and you do your next station.
No,
and then
I'm
you
out.
Run a half mile.
No, I'm out. That's stupid.
Horrible.
I mean, if you do that, respect, but that's stupid for me.
Can't do it. And then number one is remote personal training.
Like, so you just have somebody on a computer?
That's what I am thinking. You do it like over Zoom? I don't know.
I'd rather have them in person.
I would be lazy on Zoom.
100%.
I'd be like, sorry, I can't turn my camera on.
Yeah, my camera, I don't know how to make it work. It's broken and I'm just not doing anything.
The heavy breathing is me eating a bag of chips.
I need you to be there to yell at me and make me cry to keep going. That's what I need.
Okay, period.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
We're playing a little fun game where I've been watching a crap ton of Hallmark movies. Taylor has not.
Not my vibe, personally.
No, it's not our thing. But as I've been watching these Hallmark movies, I've noticed that sometimes the movie has nothing to do with the title of it. Or yeah, sometimes it does.
You watch it and you're like, what? This is not what I thought I clicked on.
Exactly. So I thought, you know, as somebody who's not watching a Hallmark movie, it'd be really fun for you to come up with what you think the plot is if I only give you the title of the movie.
Yeah. And I'm taking a gamble of it's either very literal or it has nothing to do with it.
So today your Hallmark movie is Holiday Hotline. And that's all I tell you. I will also tell you that you don't know the cast, because that's the two things that I will tell you about the movie.
Oh, yeah. And it's
this one,
people I don't recognize.
I don't think you would.
Okay.
To be quite honest.
I'm not going to lie. I feel very confident for no reason. I have never seen this movie. I probably won't watch it. But if this isn't right, then Hallmark needs to call me because this is good. I think this is my best one yet. So,
okay.
Without ever seeing it, this is what I think the Hallmark movie Holiday Hotline is about. Okay. So it's about this guy. He's newly single. Okay. And he's hosting his family's Christmas for the first time since he's been single. Like, his girlfriend would help him out up until this point. Obviously, he got dumped. So he finds out that there's this holiday helpline that you can call for your questions. Kind of like the turkey, what is it, Butterball Hotline?
Yeah.
It's like that, but for Christmas. So it could be like your Christmas tree or like your Christmas decorating or shopping or baking or whatever. It's like an advice hotline. And he calls and he gets connected with some girl and she's helping him like figure out whatever he's doing, like putting up the tree or something. She's nice. That's it. It's the end of it. They were just nice to each other. And he's like, oh, that was really helpful. He calls back the holiday hotline a couple days later because he needs help again with something else. And he ends up getting, just by chance, connected to the same girl. Ah. Of course, obviously, this is Hallmark we're talking about. And they both realize, oh my gosh, like we talked a couple days ago, haha. And they like get a little bit more friendly and there's like a little more banter. And then after that, he's like, I like this girl, so I'm going to find any reason at all that I need to call this hotline because I just want to talk to her because I think she's cool. And he's calling because he's lonely and she's being nice to him and things start to get a little bit more flirty. And then right before Christmas, he decides, you know what? I'm going to shoot my shot and I'm going to invite this woman to come to my family Christmas. And I am in love with her. That's what I decided because somebody falls in love in Hallmark movies. And she's like, I don't know. That's a lot. Maybe not. We'll see. Christmas Day comes. Everything is perfect, like picture perfect, because she helped him through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all decorated beautifully. The food's great. And then he, you know, nighttime comes around and he's like accepting the fact that she's not going to come. He loves this woman that he met on the hotline and she's probably not going to show up. So he decides, I'm going to call her one more time, okay? And she answers like normal. It's probably something like corny, like, ho, 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 holiday hotline. What can I help you with? And he's like, the girl I'm in love with didn't show up to Christmas. And she's like, come outside.
Oh, okay.
And then she's outside.
That's Hallmark cheesy.
And then they have a big fat make out in the snow and that's the end of it and they're in love.
Okay. That is what Taylor thinks the Holiday Hotline is, a Hallmark movie. I am torn, but you know what?
I'm on the right track.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you because you actually got a lot of things correct.
I figured.
However, for the most part, it is kind of wrong. But for the most, but you did get a lot right. You got
that was good.
That was really good. So I'm gonna give it to you because that was pretty good. The holiday hotline is it's actually turkey ball. The turkey ball line, the butterball line. That's what it is. They pretty much they stole it.
So this is Thanksgiving.
It well yes, but people are eating. It's based on Thanksgiving. Let me just explain. The holiday hotline. He's calling for it's basically turkey ball, but the butterball line. But they never end up saying. Butterball because copyright reasons, right? You know what I'm saying? But let me explain. So what happens is there's a girl, she's a British girl named Abby, and she ends up going to Chicago. She leaves London to go to Chicago for the holidays because she just got out of a really bad breakup.
Okay. So, I mean, I have everything reversed.
You just
I
had a mail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There, she starts on a cooking hotline, which is the butterball, but again, they don't say the name. She starts talking to a cooking challenge single dad named Jack. Jack has a daughter, and the daughter really expressed around Thanksgiving that she wants to have Christmas dinner at home. Okay. So that's why in the hotline is open from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Okay.
So around Thanksgiving, he's trying it out as many times as possible to get it right for his daughter to give her exactly what she wanted because she doesn't have her mom anymore.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happened. So here's the thing is that Abby, the girl on the holiday hotline, he is talking to her. He keeps calling her back and, like you said, just happens to keep getting her.
Uh-huh.
And then he also keeps asking for her. But what you did miss about this is they also know each other in real life and didn't know it because she lied about her name on the holiday hotline. She didn't want to have a British accent because she didn't want people in America to not listen to her. So she used it like she went by Abby or something like this. And then in real life, he didn't know because she had an accent that it was her until later. And he never invited the girl on the hotline to dinner.
He should have.
He actually told her, I'm in love with somebody else, which was the other girl.
I like mine
girl.
Better.
Yours was good, actually.
Hallmark, call me.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10, hut. It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
Well, Christmas boot camp is quickly turning into an episode of 2020 for me. I got a mystery on my hands, okay? I've got a case of some missing packages. Oh, yeah. I know.
Tonight on 2020.
I'm saying that's what it feels like to me. I told you over the weekend and lately I have been really on my stuff trying to get all my Christmas shopping done earlier than I normally would and not procrastinating. So actually a couple weeks ago, probably 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I was doing some shopping on Poshmark, which is like you can sell and resell a lot of thrifted, cool, like vintage items on there. And I knew I wanted to get something for my brother because he's into that stuff, for one of my sisters, and one thing for my boyfriend on there because I found something for each of them. That was like 3-4 weeks ago. Then one item showed up. The one for my brother was in my mailbox. I'm like, oh, cool. This came way quicker than I thought. And then about late last week, I think, I was like, man, why are these other two taking so long? Mm-hmm. They're all coming from different sellers because it's individual people. I'm like, what the heck? It's been a while. Normally, these are pretty quick. So I go on the app, and it says both of those orders are completed and delivered.
Oh.
I'm like, well, that is not correct. I don't have a mailbox. I have one of those, like, neighborhood ones where it's, like, just a big box, you know, where you have an individual one, and they have big compartments on the bottom that sometimes they put packages in. I'm like, okay, maybe it's just been caught in there, and nobody gave me the key yet. But I looked last night, and there was keys in all of them, so I opened them. Nothing. No packages. So now I'm starting to panic a little bit because I'm like, I don't know where these are. I don't think anybody stole them off of my front porch. This is why I need to get a stupid security camera if I've ever learned anything from you. Because that would ease my mind. I don't think they ever showed up because why would one package get put in the mailbox and then the others on our front porch? Maybe that's the case. So I went online and I filed a case last night about my missing packages because I'm like, I want my items. I spent a decent amount of money on them. Where the heck are they? But now it's going to be like a limbo thing because it's going to take them a couple days probably to even process my request, which is fine. I get it. But now I'm like, at what point do I buy a backup gift? My boyfriend doesn't really need one because I have other stuff that I've thrifted in person. But my sisters, I'm like banking on this crew neck sweatshirt that I was really excited about for her. At what point do I just give up and go get her something else?
Okay, so many things here. One, I think you should assume that is definitely stolen. My package for you last year that I got you for Christmas was stolen.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So I think you should just assume this sounds so similar to me, so you should assume it's stolen. But my next question is, if you were to buy something new and then randomly, you know, your gift, the gifts show up, could you keep them for yourself? Or what you buy that's new?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Instead of gifting it. Okay, so you could do that. Otherwise, my other thing is you print a picture of what it would have been and said, here you go, this is what you would have gotten. I'm still waiting for the package. If I don't get it, then I'll reorder you something.
Here's the problem. And again, it's my sister's gift. That's the problem because she lives in Omaha. So if it does show up, then she's going to have to wait even longer because then I'm going to have to receive it and then ship it all the way to Omaha.
That's
after
why
that.
I think you should just order her something new. And then if her gift randomly shows up, then you just keep it for yourself.
Yeah, but it was like so specific to her that I'm like, dang it! Why does this have to be this way?
Well, I don't know. Then I have no idea what to do. The only thing I can think of is you do a picture of it. That's the only thing.
I don't know. I need a Christmas miracle.
And I think you need to have cameras just like me. I'll give you a lesson on the cameras.
I could probably make that. I need to make that happen.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Taylor.
Great, Andrew. Thank you so much for stepping in to do that. Yes, I'm going to let Taylor do tonight's Let's Get Quizzical question because you know what? She did? She did all the work. I'm going to let you have the name on it tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I didn't even get to hear him do it. I was helping out people donating to Steph the Wagon.
Which, by the way, we have to give a huge shout out to Tyler, Andrew, Colin, and Lisa. They had a huge cart full.
Woo, we just moved 100 pounds of litter. I'm feeling jacked.
Taylor did.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. So
you really do deserve tonight's Let's Get Quizzical question.
Forgive me if I'm out of breath because that was some heavy lifting. Holy cats. Okay, so we're talking Christmas songs. I don't know if you already said that. That's going to be the theme this week.
Yeah.
Because we're in the holiday spirit. So tonight's trivia question. What was the original title of the song Silver Bells? Did you know it's not always been Silver Bells? Because I didn't know that.
Silver Bells.
Whoa.
You usually got to have like a vibrating voice, you know? And I don't have
a vibrato.
Silver Bells. I can't do it. I almost just blacked out on what my part is because I don't do this part. But what Taylor does is she tells you to text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
The question again tonight. What was the original title of the song Silver Bells?
You can
Why is it funny?
Because I keep forgetting what your part is.
The same thing every time.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Psych, I'm in charge tonight. Loser, you handed it over to me. Because I came up with the theme this week. You did Christmas movies, classic Christmas movies last year. Last year.
Where are you?
I don't know. It was just last week. I apologize. So I said this week we should do Christmas songs. Specifically Silver Bells, if you couldn't catch the drift right there. So the question tonight is actually really interesting. What was the original title of the song Silver Bells?
You can text in your guest still to 319-200-1029, but we got to go to Andrew in the studio, who is the only reason we're on the air is because he's in a warm, comfortable studio making sure we're doing every single break live on the air.
Hey, Andrew.
So what's your guess?
Thanks, Andrew.
I'm warm and toasty. My guess would be bells.
Oh, that's a great guess.
That is
just
a good
bells.
Guess.
Period.
Yeah, and they added the silver later on, maybe. I don't know. On the text line, Justin said, ding-a-ling.
I love that.
I think, does it say that in the song?
Yes, they say. They say ding-a-ling.
Isn't it ring-a-ling?
I like ding-a-ling. Wait, maybe it is ring-a-ling.
I kind of like ding-a-ling.
Or maybe it's both. Ding-a-ling. Now I'm confused. Oh my God, do I not know the words?
I don't think I do, clearly.
I feel so stupid. 2770 said Christmas time in the city, because we heard that at the very end of that clip. He said,
well, he says it like 8 million times in that song, doesn't he?
Like, I think he says ding-a-ling, or maybe it's ring-a-ling. I don't know.
Hey, you know, the possibilities are endless, honestly.
I just wanted to say ding-a-ling on the air, on the radio.
Anyways, back to the question. Tonight, what was the original title of the song Silver Bells? What do you think it is?
You can text your guess to 319-200-1029. Wait, I am totally looking up the lyrics right now.
Are you?
I don't see it. I only sing ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. I'm shook. Where's the ding-a-ling?
I don't think that's a lyric.
I don't think we can say it anymore. I'm in charge tonight for good reason, I think, because you're losing it over there. We're out at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest for Stuff the Wagon. Shout out Doug, who just brought by an awesome donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society. Stop by. We'll be here till 7 o'clock tonight. But yeah, I'm in charge. This week's Let's Get Quizzical theme is Christmas songs. And tonight's question was, what was the original title of the song Silver Bells?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
the answer. Sorry, I'm not used to being in charge. The answer is, the original title of Silver Bells was actually Tinkle Bells.
Oh my God.
Now let me give you the reason why it was changed. The song was written by Ray Evans and Jay Livingston for the 1951 movie The Lemon Drop Kid, but the title was changed after Livingston's wife told him that the word tinkle could have a different meaning to young children. She was like, hey, maybe not. Tinkle bells?
Well, yeah. Sounds it makes like, me think about going to the bathroom.
Exactly. So that's why they changed it to Silver Bells.
Okay, so then it makes me think, maybe ding-a-ling really was in it.
I don't think it ever was.
I think it was, because I swear to God, it took me until I was almost 30 years old to literally look up the lyrics and find out ding-a-ling is not one of them. We had to do that. It's ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling, hear them ring.
I thought it was ding-a-ling.
Because you are the ding-a-ling.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.